Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Merry Christmas, my friends. This episode is dropping on Christmas Day. We love a medium on this show, people. We love a psychic medium. Oh, yeah. You were so psyched when I've had Marianne DeMarco on the show that we have decided to bring her back for more and more and more. And Marianne is not only one of my besties, but she is my medium mentor. She has taught me so much about fine-tuning my psychic abilities. And today she is on the show, peeps. She is with me in the studio. And we'd originally scheduled her for next year, but I was like, no, guys, we got to get her in now. It's so damn good. And we have this jam-packed, gorgeous discussion all about spirit guides and mediumship and how our spirit guides are like our team on the other side. And she teaches us how we can, on our own, channel spiritual guidance. And we talk about manifesting with our guides and the do's and don'ts. And I even share some of the lessons that I use for manifesting with my guides. And these lessons are also inside my manifesting challenge. So it's Christmas and it's right before the new year. And this is the time when everybody's like, oh, yes, I want that manifesting challenge, Gabby. And you're going to listen to this episode and you're going to be like, I'm jazzed to listen to this episode and learn how to channel with my guides and manifest with my guides. And then you're going to want more. And so I'm going to give you more. Go to deargabby.com/manifesting challenge or click the link in the show notes because people, the manifesting challenge, 21 days, me as your manifesting coach, starting January 1st, is around the corner. This is not something you want to miss. It's the most valuable thing I offer every single year. I literally run into people in airports in other countries. I've been in Australia and Portugal, people being like, I did your manifesting challenge and I manifested my husband. I manifested a new job. I manifested a baby. I manifested my dream house. Oh my God, people, my team, we all did the 21 days before the new year. Jessica, my chief of staff, literally has manifested her dream house from this challenge. We were kind of doing it to prepare for ourselves for the new year and just make sure it's perfect for you. So go to deargabby.com/manifesting challenge. You are going to be nuts if you miss this, people. Do not miss this. It's less than a deli coffee a day. It's like literally less than $2 a day. Just go do it. 21 days. Do not miss this. It is just gorge, 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 gorge. And I mean that. Grab your spot in the challenge now. deargabby.com/manifesting challenge. Now, strap on your seatbelt, sit back, relax, place your palms facing upward, and let's dive in with Marianne, the medium. Marianne DeMarco at the B Street Studios. This is the B Street Studios.
I'm happy to be in the B Street
Studios. Do you love it?
I absolutely love.
Like, we're here.
We are here.
We're in the B Street Studios.
Like having a whole moment.
Yes, we are.
I love.
This is Marianne DeMarco. She is like a medium author extravaganza. We write self-help books. We are direct line to spirit, especially this one. And so here we are. We're going to be having a deep dive conversation about spirit guides. And for those of us that have been on the show with you before here at Dear Gabby, you are a fan favorite.
Oh.
You are a fan fucking favorite, isn't
yes.
she? She seriously is. One of our most top performing podcasts is you and I riffing about the spirituality and guides and mediumship and you being the medium mentor that you are.
Honored, honored.
I love you.
Couldn't be more honored.
I love her.
Thanks for that, everybody. Thanks
I
for
love
watching.
You. I feel like we met on a TV set. We stay on these
we,
sets.
Yes,
we got going on. Okay, so we're here at B Street Studios. This is our studio name, B Street Studios. And we are going to talk about guides, spirit guides, mm-hmm. which is a topic that we talk about a lot. You channel guides.
I do.
For someone who's never heard of this before, what does that mean?
It means that I am able to tap into your universal team on the other side. We all have them. Team of besties, here to help us. Hear our higher self. Follow guidance that is given to us from them. Nobody is without guides.
Okay.
We all have them. So when I'm channeling them, I am pretty much hearing what they need to tell you in order for you to hear guidance through your higher self to navigate through your life.
And the guides could be ancestors or angels.
Ancestors,
or
angels, higher level energy, light beings, all kinds of figures of faith, all kinds of different translations.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, for me, they are pure light. Some have walked this earth before, some have not, but they are here for you. They are assigned to you for a reason.
I know that I have a guide that was assigned to me. Her name is Lily. She's beautiful, blonde goddess. She really is. She's this young, just beautiful presence.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know all about her. And then I know that my grandmother, Fritzy, is a guide. Wayne Dyer is one of my guides.
Mm-hmm.
Louise Hay is one of my guides.
Mm-hmm.
I've felt the presence of Gandhi at times.
Mm-hmm.
Joan of Arc mm-hmm. is a presence.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I just feel like a masculine presence in the room and I don't, it's another guide, right? I just mm-hmm. sense this masculine energy.
Mm-hmm.
So how might someone know that a guide is present with them?
Well, you have to first trust that you have access to your guides. The inner knowing of having one near you or within your life has to come through a belief system that just accepts the fact that you can and are in conversation with your guides. And hearing their words of encouragement and discerning the difference between your own brain that can be filled with fear, doubt, expectations, disappointment, is different than what you are hearing from your guides. And when you tap into that, it's one of the most powerful things you can do for mm-hmm. yourself. The flow of the knowing, you have to condition yourself to accept it. At first, of course, you're going to question it. We're speaking to some energy on the other side that we cannot see.
Yeah.
But once you trust that and they show you how good they are and what they can take you to, when yeah. you say yes, that doubt will leave. It will soften.
Could you start by calling it intuition?
You can start by calling it intuition. I feel like our guides are helping us access our intuition. And if you can get ahead of that a little bit, hindsight is a great way to hear what your guides were trying to tell you. Maybe you didn't listen.
Oh, cool.
And
cool.
So you're thinking in your head, oh, I knew I should have taken that job. Yeah. I knew I should have stopped that relationship. I knew I should have said no or
yeah.
yes.
I wish I'd said that.
Right. That is your guides. That's your inner knowing being accessed. And they're helping you do that. So if you can get ahead of that, that's a wonderful way to access your guides' information. And then it becomes instinctual. And we create this relationship where we're not so consciously thinking about who is my guide in this moment? What is it that they're trying to tell me? Instead, we're saying, I know exactly what I need to do
mm-hmm.
because I trust my intuitive self and I know my guides are with me and I'm ready to move forward.
Can feel really speedy and
yes.
it's like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, yeah.
Answer, answer, answer.
Mm-hmm.
You feel very certain about the messages.
There's a certainty.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There's a certainty.
Authority.
And when you try to push out of that, it feels uncomfortable.
It's icky, yeah.
Yeah, you know it. You can hear in the back of your head, you know you shouldn't be doing that. You know that we're telling you. But we always, you know, we don't always
hear what we
want to hear. Yes, yep. Free will, accountability is a big deal when it comes to your relationship with your guides. You have to be accountable for what you're saying yes to and what you're saying no to. This is your life. You have written this role and it's your job to work with them.
How do we work with them?
Meditation, conversation, consistent spiritual practice, automatic writings where you're directly channeling from them, trusting again that they are there, and taking action. When you hear that guidance and you're within that flow, that's on you.
Yeah.
You have to take the action behind that. I think a lot of people sit and wait. I'm receiving, but I'm not doing.
Yeah.
Do I think that receiving is absolutely, we want to sit and receive. We're not grasping for anything,
but
you have to take
the
action when
you
receive. Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. Because I think that first it's about developing alignment with their frequency. Because mm-hmm. if you're all stressed out and you're like running from this thing to the next thing and you're holding on to like old stories, your frequency isn't at the radio station frequency that they're at, right? No. It's like you're at a, you're like fuzzies, you know?
You have to tune in. You have to recognize that frequency as being something really important too, because you're there for a reason. And if you're not acknowledging the frequency that you're in, then you're trying to get out of a possible learning lesson. You're getting out of something that your guides are trying to show you. And that's another opportunity for you to tap in. That's a great time to rely on your spiritual tools too.
Yeah.
Pulling cards and writings and all those
things. Oh, I have so many fun stories of like how guides just woke me up in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so when I was writing my first book, Admiring to Your Life, I was living in this studio apartment. I was coaching in that apartment. It was just a zen den. And I had this, and it, oh God, it's so gross to think about the fact that like people put their handbags on my bed. I had my futon mattress. And I remember I was struggling to figure out how to write the book because I'd never written a book before. Mm-hmm. In the middle of the night, I woke up and I was had this intuition to walk to the bookshelf. And I had this huge wall, built-in bookshelf filled with books. And a lot of those books, I'd say about 30% of the books on that bookshelf, came from a deceased friend.
Mm.
So I had a friend called Lauren in early sobriety, who's a guide for me now. She might just be here right now. And Lauren was very much the sponsor to everybody. Mm-hmm. She was the one we looked up to. She was my age, but she had more recovery than me. She'd been sober since she was 19. I got sober at 25. She was gorgeous and just everything. And she had a heart condition and she just died running with her boyfriend when she was in her early 20s. And I remember I went to Lauren's house. I packed up all of her books. Her family had already been through it. And so it was just sort of like, what's left? And I went in, I packed up all of her books. And I was like, I'm going to give these out to my students. I'm going to carry her message. I had all of Lauren's books on the wall. So I didn't know every book that was there. In the middle of the night, I think Lauren was the guide that woke me up. And I walked over to the shelf and I put my hand on the shelf and my hand got hot on this book. And I pulled the book out and it was Shakti Gawain's book. And it was Living in the Light. And that book was so simple and it was so clear. And each chapter was outlined with such simplicity. It was the exact guidance I needed to figure out how to create the outline for Add More Ink to Your Life. Mm-hmm. And Lauren did that. Yeah. I dedicated that book to Lauren, actually.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. So that's a great example of you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, why do I need to go to the bookshelf? Well, go to the fucking bookshelf and put your hand on the bookshelf. And if it's hot, read it. Or if the book falls off the shelf. How many people have told you that your books have fallen off the shelf?
Right on their head. They're to the point. And they are direct. And they will nudge.
They'll nudge.
And absolutely. They will continue to nudge. Your loved ones are coming in with tons of encouragement. They're talking to you about everything's going to be okay. Just stay on the path. Follow your heart. Know that we are here. When you hear that direction of go to the bookshelf and grab this book now. That's a guide. That's a guide who is there to not only help you, but to wake you up. When I wrote my books, both of my books, I heard, wake them up. Wake them up. Write a book. Wake them up. And I thought, write a book. I'm not a writer. Write a book.
Yeah.
And I did.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful to say yes to it. Give them more.
Yeah.
Teach them, because I kept manifesting with my guides. I want to teach.
Yeah.
I want to show people how to make this connection. So I'm so grateful for this team. It's very comforting to have them.
And the team she's referring to, people, is the team.
The team.
The
universal team.
That's your next book.
The team.
The team.
The team.
Your team.
The next, next book.
The next, next yes. book. The next book.
I'll keep them coming.
So good. So you're so grateful for the team. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every day.
It's like this beautiful Course in Miracles line that said, if you knew who walked beside you on this path that you have chosen, fear would be impossible.
That's right.
Boom.
That's right. Because they are here to help us navigate through the roughest and most horrific times in our lives. They're also here to celebrate with us. I often hear people say, I'm so blocked, I can't hear them.
Mm.
That's a big one. I'm blocked. I don't hear my guides. I don't know who they are. You don't have to know who they are. You just have to know that they are there. And if you can find a pinpoint of light and guidance, something, whether it be that, something that you're downloading or through another person because they work through other people to get to you, that should be validation for you. And you need to run with that.
Mm.
You need to run with that validation and know, wow, this is happening.
All right. Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
My loves, if you're trying to keep up with your supplement routine, you're coming up on the year, you're like, let me get healthy before the new year so that I can start sticking to it. Yeah, great idea. But sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's frustrating. And sometimes you just don't keep to it because there's a million supplements that you're pulling out of every cabinet in your house. So check this out. AG1 is an all-in-one foundational nutrition supplement that delivers comprehensive nutrients to support whole body health. And believe me, following a daily supplement routine is not always easy, and it's sometimes complicated, and you find out you're mixing a million things and you just don't know which one's helping. That's why AG1 is just the way to go. It's delivered right to you every single month. One scoop in your juice or your water or your smoothie, and there's your multivitamin and your probiotic all in one drinkable habit. I drink AG1 every single morning, and I kid you not, even before my coffee. And it makes me feel great, and I'm full of energy, and I'm just getting what I need in every single scoop. And I just want you to check this out. If you're traveling this holiday and you're worried about your immune system, get in on this. AG1 has travel packs, and they are these really handy individual pre-measured packs. So just make sure you're getting in on this. With AG1 taking care of my body each and every day, it's just really simple to stay healthy. If you want to take ownership of your health, try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/Gabby. That's drinkag1.com/Gabby. I can honestly say that without hesitation, I love having my own business. But it is not easy, my friends. It is not easy. It's gratifying, yes, but easy? Hell no, it ain't easy. And the more that I have found systems to support my growth of my business, the more success I've been able to have. And thankfully, I'm a quick learner, and I realize that I need that support to make my business grow. And Shopify will give your business that support. Every business deserves this support.
So listen to me when I tell you this, people. Shopify will change the way you do your business, no doubt. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify makes it super easy for you to show up exactly the way that you want and to customize your online store with your own style, using your own branding, all of it. And Shopify helps you sell everywhere from their all-in-one commerce platform and their POS system, wherever, whatever, Shopify has you covered. And what I have seen personally is that Shopify really helps browsers turn into buyers. They have this interest-based converting checkout, 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And through Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, payment from literally anywhere. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Gabby, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Gabby to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Gabby.
Let's talk about how guides work through people, right? Oh my God, so many situations where I'm like, where even early on in my career, where like these young women would flood into my studio and I'd be like, intuitively, be like, your deceased mother brought you here. It would just be so loud. And that a lot of times I think like mediums in particular are being used through spirit because there's a portal to you to come through to give a message. Mm-hmm. But that's happening all over the place, right?
Everybody has psychic abilities.
Everybody.
Everybody is able to tap into their own psychic self, their higher knowing, and they're able to download information, not only for themselves, but yes, for others. And the way that can come in is through, hey, I just felt called to tell you.
Yeah.
You know, I had a dream about you last night. And it was about the fact that you need to do some breath work or do some meditation, or I just felt like you needed a hug today. That is all of our loved ones and guides helping others through person to person, helping others through each other, right?
Yeah.
When you're a psychic medium, you are connecting in a frequency that allows you to get the download, know where it's coming from, and give that information over to somebody. I felt such a calling to do this work. I've always known that I can do it. It was just a matter of understanding how to learn how to do it. That's how I did that. But we all have the ability to download for ourselves and make connection with our guides and loved ones that are ours. Every single one of us can do that.
So I know my guides are with me like right here, right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this arm kind of goes like numb and relaxes. I know I'm with Wayne Dyer when I feel like a really grounded presence.
Yes.
So I know he's actually with us right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I breathe really deeply. And I start to feel like, okay, I want to kick off my shoes, right? And just get comfortable. So if we just started welcomed in the guidance of the highest truth into this conversation right now, mm-hmm. maybe we could both define for them, the audience, what it feels like for each of us uniquely.
Yes, because it is an individual experience.
So
it's very personal and authentic to you. So I often tell people, try not to look at the way it might feel for somebody else, but understand that it does feel differently for different people and that you can channel and your own spiritual practice can be in relationship with universal team guides is very unique and authentically you.
Totally.
So I'm going to channel it very differently than you will channel it based on our personalities and based on the relationships that we have with our loved ones and guides.
So I'll give my message of what it feels like to me. And then I want you,
okay.
I want to see what happens. So right now, and whenever I'm in like, it's pretty easy to access these days. It wasn't always, but it's you've been my media mentor and you've been teaching me and it's any muscle, you
yes.
can really develop it. And so I feel like my left arm always goes numb. This arm's almost like the antenna. The right arm's like the receiver.
Okay.
Like, let's bring in, or this is like the catcher and this is the receiver.
Okay.
And then it's just like, I start talking kind of faster. When I'm channeling Wayne, it's like deep breath, really calm and grounded. Mm. And then other guides I know are much faster and like punchy and da 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 da. And then sometimes I feel like I'm just channeling source energy.
Yes.
Just channeling a higher realm of energy and,
yes.
and inspiration,
mm-hmm.
like a collective consciousness.
Yes.
Okay. So what do you feel like?
When I am channeling loved ones.
Do you want to do it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So I mean, she's getting comfortable.
But I'm not like, I just...
You just go.
I just go.
She's just in,
she I don't have really have a cue. Like, my guides are like, we she's have like, to get to work.
She's like, okay, I'm in.
Yeah,
okay,
I mean,
I'm
I
in.
Can do a whole moment if you like.
It doesn't have to be a do.
But I don't.
How do you know that they're there, though? Like, if let's say, because you do turn it off and on.
I do because I need my own time. I mean, my guides are always like, hi.
Right.
And sometimes they're really pushy. So I'll hear my name, Marianne.
Okay, so this is your cues, okay.
This is my higher, these are like my higher no-nonsense business guides that are like—
Do you get
like,
a little buzzy or do you feel like—
No.
I just saw a spark over there.
So sometimes I'll see sparks and orbs and things like that when I'm reading somebody.
Okay.
But it's a little different. So my guides, when they come in, are very no-nonsense. I used to get like very angelic.
No, you're no-nonsense.
My dear love, present
you. No, that's not how you are.
No, now they're like, listen, you're not listening to us. I mean, I'm a, Italian-American
That's
girl from Long
are.
Island. So they're just
they
in it. They're
you.
Like, hey, let's get to work. They have no time.
No time.
But no, none at all.
Okay.
So I just download them and immediately what they say. When I am channeling from the collective, however, it is a little softer.
Yeah.
So if I channeled from the collective and I said something and I'll ask them to give me something like, we are as one, ever connected, soul to soul, embrace each other, love each other, allow for the light to expand from you to another.
Yeah.
And allow that light to be infinite.
Yeah.
Now, I don't walk around speaking like that.
No.
You know me.
No, it's true.
Right? So that is a very collective download. And all I did was ask them, give me something to serve.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So it's like I'm having a three-way conversation with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having a three-way conversation with spirit on the other side when I'm channeling with somebody. You've been read from me. So it's fast. It's sort of—
Very fast.
It depends
very
on the
accurate.
Personality that I'm
you
reading.
Taste things.
I taste, I smell, I use all of the clairs. I see, I hear.
So I'll see like, a box that would be a message of like, you need boundaries around you. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Or I've started to learn this from you, which is like, if I associate something with my own personal experience, it's my way of being like, oh, okay. So just me and Marianne talking, it's like, oh, like friendship needs to bring brought into your life.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, there's sort of like these
signs and symbols.
Signs and symbols.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So be my media mentor right now.
Yes.
Okay. So
okay.
This is, cool. Okay. And the guys are like clapping. So I see clapping. They're like, mm-hmm. Like, yay, they're so lit up and so excited. Because mm-hmm. when I see the clapping, that's like, they're like, yes, we want to talk about this. We want to go there. Okay.
Great.
And so what I want to know is to sort of identify like which energy is with me. Like I know when Wayne is there
mm-hmm.
and I can sense sometimes into Louise just because of like, I can almost intellectually hear her voice a little bit,
yes.
Not audibly, but intellectually.
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted to be like, okay, who are the guides in this room right now? What would be a little tune-up for me to figure that out?
Who are you? And what is it that I need to know in this moment?
Okay.
Those are two main questions that you can ask your guides.
Should I do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Who are you? And what do I need to know in this moment?
Do you want me to answer it before you serve it? Before you give it? Because I can hear it.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
So who are you is we are the source. We are the collective.
Okay.
Okay. And what is it that I need to know is you are the healer, so give. So it's a lot about healing. It's a lot about giving. It's a lot about expanding.
Hmm.
I don't want to start psychically channeling because there's some secrets I don't want to let out.
Okay.
So I won't psychically channel. I'll try not to. Well, it's going to be hard. But it's about giving more, expanding your light, and allowing people to have more of you.
So what I just saw. So what I just saw was a mirror here in my hand,
reflection,
reflecting it back to you.
Oh, well,
yes.
I will take that.
And I've seen multiple sparks of light. So when I asked who's here, it's your guides are here.
Oh, so we're reading each other's guides.
Shut the f- up!
Oh my God!
Okay, I've got this mirror.
Yes.
And I'm like, you girl, keep elevating, keep going. And they're saying that you're in a really strong knowing right now that you've never had before.
That is true.
Is that okay?
That is absolutely true.
There's
yes.
a strong knowing that you've mm-hmm. never had before. And it's like a grounding knowing. And it's like a peaceful knowing. And it's
it
a
is.
Patient knowing. Mm-hmm. And it's a momentum. And it's like an energy and a flow of like, yeah, okay. I know what I'm doing. I'm just taking it one step at a time. Mm-hmm. There's a sensation of, this doesn't have to be so hard. It can be a lot easier than it's been. Mm-hmm. I've made it. And you're really getting out of your own way for the first time.
I am getting out. Who taught you how to do this?
I think you did. You are getting out of your own freaking way.
Damn right I am.
You
and,
really are.
And it takes a lot of work to do that.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I did that all with my guides.
Yeah.
My guides help me. If you're looking
but
to-
But you know what they're saying though, Mayor? They're like, no. We were there helping you, but they're like, you've been doing the solo.
Yes. I mean, yeah, you have to say yes. You have to say yes. Should break it down.
Let's break it
down. So I feel a pull toward Gabby. That's what's going on, right?
Okay.
I feel pull towards you. And I have to interrupt you. Like, I almost can't not speak.
That's going to be my excuse for interrupting you. My guys just have to tell you.
My guys have to get this out right now. So you feel this call to sort of interrupt.
It's an interrupting, yeah.
Okay. You do have a new guide. And you have one who stands in a very maternal space. Okay. And what this guide is telling me is that everything about your new year coming is very much about standing in your feminine strength, your motherhood, your voice gets stronger, if you can imagine.
Well, it needs to. We're working on it.
Right? And that, of course, you're going to teach that then to others. They are talking about you grounding yourself more, which I know as your friend needs to be done, but they are, this motherly figure is going to help you do that. Do they want to give a name? They talk about the month of November as being significant, which I know is your birthday, but there's more coming in now. The frequency switches psychically. If I start to give you months and dates and things like that,
frequency.
That's when my psychic stuff comes in and I will receive information psychically from guides. So that's a little different.
So there's a difference. So the mediumship is when you're getting higher level.
I will get distracted.
In mediumship.
Mediumship makes me look off of the person. I want to be here because I see things like a family tree.
Okay.
So that's just my style.
Okay.
Other mediums might do it differently. That's just how I roll.
And then the psychic pull is in your heart.
Psychic pull, I'm here. I'm leaned in. I'm looking at colors on you. I'm looking at stuff in your body. I'm looking at energy around you. I'm hearing what it is they want me to say. Several books are coming. They're going to come in rapid fire, right? So I'm hearing guidance, in this case, from maybe the new year, right? And what you're capable of is a human, what you wrote in your soul contract. I might see things like that. Yes, challenges for sure. Maybe, you know, I have a pet peeve about how things are delivered. So obviously if I'm seeing warnings or anything like that, delivering them in the most positive of ways, right? And I'm giving you all of this information, of course, just like anything else, it's your free will if you want to accept it or receive it or not.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. The holidays are here, my friends. And I was just at my kid's school yesterday and I was talking to a mom and I looked at her and I said, I am really having a hard time. I've got a lot going on and I was sort of having a bit of a meltdown. And then I looked and I said, oh, thank God, tomorrow is therapy day. I have help. And that's why I'm so grateful that BetterHelp is our sponsor. And it's a longtime sponsor of the show. One of the sponsors that I know has served so many souls on this show. OMG. Therapy online, people. It's easy to access. You can get it all with BetterHelp. BetterHelp will quickly and easily connect you with a licensed therapist who can take you on your journey of self-discovery. It's a convenient, flexible, affordable, and entirely online service. And all you have to do is just fill out this questionnaire and BetterHelp will match you with a licensed therapist that's right for you. You don't have to sit in a waiting room. You don't have to deal with whatever. You have to get things done. It's just all automatic online. And I really love this because it's just important right now. This is a tough time of year. BetterHelp can really serve you. And in this season of giving, give yourself what you need with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/deargabby today to get 10% off your first month. That's BETTER, better, HELP, help.com/deargabby. I am saying it again, people. It is manifesting season. We're coming up on a new year, my friends. And that means I am about to release my 21-day manifesting challenge on January 1st. This challenge is a Gabby favorite amongst the thousands and thousands of people who join me every single year. It is so powerful. It will really, really hook you up and set you up to win and help you turn your greatest desires into your reality, truly. There's really easy lessons, manifesting practices, super high frequency meditations, and a beautiful manifesting ritual at the very end. So if you're someone who wants to take that New Year's resolution and see it all the way through to the end and create a new pattern and repetition of new behavior, then this is for you. Let's kick off the new year together. Let's supercharge your attracting power. Let's raise your vibration. Let's manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Go to deargabby.com/challenge to lock in your spot now. This is going to be epic. So go to deargabby.com/challenge.
Psychically, so if I open up, I normally won't just stay in one vibration. They're going to take me all over the place because they can.
Yeah. But you also have boundaries with it, right?
Absolutely.
Like any conversation, you're not going to just be like, oh, say something f***ed up, right? Like you're going to have your own filters.
Can we talk about that?
Yes.
Yeah. So,
so many care, concern,
I write this in my book, Media Mentor. Care, concern, and compassion in delivery is one of the most important things that people should learn as a medium. And if you are receiving a reading from any psychic medium, spiritualist, intuitive, healer, and you feel that you are getting heavy negative information that is scaring you, please leave.
Yeah. Put up your own boundaries.
Please leave. I cannot tell you how, in the recent months, because this seems to be a thing that people want to read each other, and I think that's fantastic, but you should be responsible and learn how to do it.
You have to read the Media Mentor before you even attempt. No, I'm serious. That's why you wrote it.
That is why I wrote it.
With integrity.
Because you don't have to be a psychic medium to channel. And so it comes twofold. If you are channeling for yourself and you're getting nervous or scared, stop. Because your guides are not trying to scare you. And your loved ones are certainly not trying to scare you. Everything should feel like it has service behind it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So we want to be very aware of how we're receiving information.
Okay.
Our interpretation. How we translate it. And how we give it over to others.
And how we give it over, yeah.
Yeah, please don't walk up to people and just random read.
Right. Don't.
There's no random reading.
No. God.
I don't like that. Why do they do it?
You always ask permission.
You always know, I ask for permission.
Josh all the time. I'm always like channeling Lois and his dad. I'm always like, do you want this? Are you open to this? Before you start spewing.
Yes.
But I learned that from you. Because I wasn't always like, I'd be like, oh, I'm hearing this. You know?
Well, I had to learn it too when I first started. Sure. I mean, You're excited and you want to give over a message, but somebody has to really want to receive that message. Yeah. And more importantly than that, if psychic mediums are listening to this, and I hope that you are, if you are a psychic medium and you are connecting with people's guides and loved ones and energy on the other side, please deliver messages that serve. Will this serve the person? This goes for anybody who's channeling advice for others as well. So we talked about guides working through each other. Other people. And I was pretty opinionated, strong opinions. I didn't realize what I was doing, but I was channeling for others.
Yeah.
You have to have
careful. Yeah, because it
makes
delivery. You want to be interrupting. And,
absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Now, so you know how my hand goes up like this
yes.
and this hand goes like this? And this is like a common posture that you might see in like a deity or in the church images. And mm-hmm. But is this a receiving? Like, is that why we're in this position? Because I feel for me, it's like this is where the way I'm receiving energy.
Probably because you meditate a lot. It's become a style for you.
Okay.
And your guides are going to utilize that form to get through to you and to cue you up.
Okay.
Right? And so, yes, this also can feel very
sacred. Holding the energy too.
Holding the energy. When I'm reading somebody, a big group, let's say I'm reading a large
group.
That's
when I do this most, yeah.
If I'm reading somebody over here and I have an energy who's
you're
interrupting
like, hey,
me, you'll
here.
Often see me do this.
Yes.
And what I'm telling this energy is, give me a hot minute.
Yes.
And let me get through this.
Oh, that's cool.
I often do this too, because spirit on the other side likes to.
Wait, that's so funny. I was feeling like a tickle when I mentioned Lois, which is his mom.
Like
and she's like a
this.
Bug. She shows up as a bug.
Mm-hmm.
I started feeling like there was a bug on my head. I was like, f***ing Lois.
They just do this.
She's like, let me in.
Let me in.
Oh
you got
God,
a medium in the room I want to talk.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you've got this little thing going on.
Okay.
Right? So oftentimes when I'm doing mediumship readings, I'll be touching. They touch me. They
oh
do.
God,
but it's a no enter zone.
No.
Remember your boundaries.
Your boundaries. Okay, yes. And how do you set those boundaries with these spirits?
I tell them that is a no for me.
That's a no.
Yes, it's a full strong conversation. Write your contracts with your with spirit. You have to.
Right.
And that's important. It's important when you're manifesting in your life to be very clear about what it is that you're manifesting. What it is that you want, what it is that you don't want. Get very specific with your guides.
Right.
But know that there has to be some sort of flow in how that will translate over when they follow through with you.
Right. And so your also like setting the tone. Like I'll say like, I welcome the guidance of the highest truth and compassion. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I learned that from a medium many years ago.
Yes.
And it made sense to me. It resonated because it's like you set the stage. You're like, nobody else is coming in.
No, greater good of all concern.
Whatever your words are, yeah.
That's mine. And I also bring in the light. I teach people how to bring in the light. So it's a grounding technique where I am imagining a beam of light. My teacher taught me this. When you bring in this beautiful light, expand it out the ears, you ground yourself, surround yourself with beautiful light. Light that works wonderful with anxiety. If you have anxiety when you walk into big rooms, if you're a deep empath and you're feeling all that energy, surround yourself in white light.
So this conversation is all about the how do we receive with integrity?
Mm-hmm.
How to receive spiritual guidance with integrity.
Yes. Yeah. You have to set your intentions. Why do you want to channel? That's really important. Why do you want to deliver messages for other people? What are your intentions? There's a lot of notoriety people want to do this
attention.
Type of work. Attention, yeah. Validation, fame, whatever it may be. And that's not judgment. That's not judgment. I say, go for it if it feels good. What is the true reason behind why you're doing this work? Are you hearing the calling of doing this work? Because it's not easy work.
And I think that for me, it's turned on like a faucet. Like it was always dripping.
Mm-hmm.
And then most recently I've done some like really deep personal growth and
yes.
healing work
mm-hmm.
that has put me into a new vibration.
Yes.
And then overnight, it was like, faucets the fuck on.
Level up. When you work on yourself, and I have done tons of work on self with my guides.
Yeah.
Showing me, reflecting. Why is this showing up? How do I work through it? That's usually my question at this point.
Yeah.
Show me where it started. And you've helped me with this. Show me where it started. Show me how I can speak to your inner child or inner self. Show me what needs to be done in order for me to move through this. And I've done this hardcore recently, especially in the past few months.
I can sense that.
Oh, yeah. And it's been another life-changing moment. When that happens, you get leveled up.
Right. You just
Your connection is more clear. You lean into that flow more.
Well, it's when you trust in yourself that you can trust in the guidance that you're receiving.
Yeah.
Boom. So as we wrap up this episode, let's take the messages that we've put on the table and like really your guidance on how to trust your guides, how to know how to you're hearing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Trust your belief system. Trust that they are there. Trust that, I want to say it like this. Trust that you are worthy to have access to this powerful team that is here for you, that you signed up with when you came back to this earthly space. So trust that that is there. Trust also that you can make that connection in your most authentic form.
That's right.
It doesn't have to look like anybody else's. Don't even make it look like mine. Make it look like your own. Just your own.
You channel the way you are.
That's right. That's right. Trust too that they're going to take you to your own work. And when you follow that guidance, you will open doors that are magical and powerful and most importantly, peaceful. Your inner self will have a different type of knowing that you've never experienced before. And I am fully behind that statement. It is truth. It's truth because I've done it and I've watched hundreds of people do it. Thousands. And trust
so maybe,
that creating a spiritual practice.
That's right.
Has to be consistent. And the more you're consistent and you build that muscle, the more validation you will see that it's working.
I like that. So like a call to action now would be to go start to tap into some kind of meditative practice. Actually, we always give our listeners mm-hmm. free meditation. So I would say probably go to the free meditation. There's two free meditations we give that are for manifesting. Just go to deargabby.com/manifest and you can do those meditations. Now, after doing those meditations, what do you want them to look for? Is like a sensation or a sign?
I want you to learn your clairs. Pay attention to your clairs.
Talk about that. Just
Are you hearing them? Are you feeling them? Remember, spirit comes in your own voice. It is not a disembodied voice. If you hear a disembodied voice, get your sage out and find out what that is.
Good.
For the most part, it's an inner voice, an inner knowing. What are you hearing, feeling? What are you dreaming? What is your claircognizance telling you? What do you just know to be true?
Yeah.
And trust that and follow it.
I've got the claircognizance.
Love the claircognizance. My favorite clair.
Oh.
It is.
Clair.
My favorite line.
Oh my God, this is the best conversation I've ever had in my whole life. I love it so much. Okay, well, we got to keep bringing Marianne back. FOMO.
Mm-hmm.
If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at DearGabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.